Hi, this is Rachel Lastoff, and I'm here talking with Amita Ghosh from Resolve Counseling about the Gottman Method. So I know there's a lot of different types of counseling out there for couples. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me specifically about the Gottman Method?
Okay, so the Gottman, first I want to say who the Gottmans are. The Gottmans are John and Julie Gottman. They're two psychologists. John is primarily the researcher and a professor, and Julie is the therapist. Mm-hmm. And for the past 3 to 4 decades, they've been studying couples, and they've been studying what makes marriages and relationships work. They have an apartment in Seattle, which they call the Love Lab, where mm-hmm. they put couples in there and they observe them for 24 hours. And they've come up with a system of being able to predict with a high level of accuracy what can make a marriage end or what can make a marriage
interesting
last. Mm-hmm. So the Gottman system then is, our method is a very research-based couples mm-hmm. therapy method. It takes a lot of different sort of pieces from other areas as well, but they've just put it all together really well so that therapists can use this. It's a nice toolbox mm-hmm. for therapists to kind of take the different interventions and things out of mm-hmm. and help couples learn about each other and find ways to reconnect mm-hmm. with each other.
What would you say is the biggest draw for people for the Gottman Method?
For clients, you mm-hmm. mean? Okay. I think most clients who are wanting the Gottman Method, not most, but a lot, have at some point or the other gone through other therapy, mm-hmm. other couples therapy, and many of them have mentioned to me that, you know, we were madder at each other when we left the therapist's office than when we went in. So it's almost like a last straw kind of a thing for couples mm-hmm. that they feel like, okay, if this doesn't work, nothing will. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason they reach for the Gottman Method is because of the level of success that mm-hmm. that the Gottman Method has been able to produce.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the success rates are?
I couldn't tell you that right mm-hmm. off the, you know, bat, but I think if you go on the Gottman Institute or Gottman's website, it's definitely there.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think is, what kind of couples do you think the Gottman Method is perfect for?
I would say, you know, obviously any couples therapy, when couples are coming in, we start out with the understanding that they're both wanting to work mm-hmm. on making their marriage or their relationship work out. However, that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. So the Gottman Method is all no different mm-hmm. in that respect. That, you know, I think it's, again, it's ideal if couples are wanting to make things mm-hmm. work. It's great when couples are invested in mm-hmm. the outcome. And not just, they don't just want a, you know, quick fix. Mm-hmm. That they're willing to look at their own selves and admit that maybe they themselves need mm-hmm. some changing to be done and things mm-hmm. like that.
So it sounds like any couples counseling, that if one partner is not willing to stay in the relationship, that this might not be the best method for them.
It might not. And I think that's true for anybody. You can't, it's kind of like you can't, you can drag a horse to the mm-hmm. water, but you can't make mm-hmm. it drink. However, with the Gottman Method, what I've seen is that we start out with an assessment, mm-hmm. you know, so we do the assessment of the couple, and these are filled out individually without them consulting with each other. Mm-hmm. So both parties have the opportunity to share what they think, mm-hmm. where they're at, and, you know, in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And so in some ways, what tends to happen is it sets the platform for people to feel, both people to feel like they're being heard. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes when you are in couples therapy, couples will feel like the therapist is taking one person's mm-hmm. side against the mm-hmm. other. But I think when you start out with an assessment that both people are filling out, they do feel like, okay, mm-hmm. you know, I can have my say as mm-hmm. well. So I think that sort of equalizes levels the field, mm-hmm. you know, playing field. So you start out feeling like, okay, this I'm my point of, you know, my point of view may be hard.
Right.
So I think even if you are reluctant to go into therapy, when that assessment is given out and people complete it, there's already a certain amount of buy-in
right.
that happens. Mm-hmm. And so we sort of leverage on that buy-in and try to help them.
Any homework that's given in the Gottman method?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, you know, we ask couples to do certain things, you know, specifically if there's go on dates in between sessions, and there are very specific things that we ask them to do or not to do. We also ask couples to communicate with each other in a very specific manner. Mm-hmm. So there are, yeah, there are lots of homework that that's given to couples.
Mm-hmm. Is there an average length of sessions that the Gottman method kind of requires for a full?
So in typically we think it's going to be about 10 sessions minimum. Mm-hmm. However, it all depends on each couple, you know, and their issues. Sometimes it might be longer than that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are able to sort of gain insight and change their behavior in a shorter time. So it's not like we're going to drag them in, even if they've resolved their issues. But on an average, we would say at least 10 sessions.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you for giving an overview on the Gottman method. And this is Rachel Lastoff talking with Amita Ghosh from Resolve Counseling.
Thank you.
Thank you.